This is Ralph Winterode for the Ralph Winterode Show from the Thrift Seeker of the Far North. And let's see if we can bring, we're going to have a guest on today here. Let me see about putting him in this. I have a guest today, and his name is Leon Clugston, and he's from Alaska. And why don't you tell us briefly about your experience with the great child enforcement people of Alaska?
Well, for a couple of years now, I've been in a pretty bitter legal struggle with them. It's been one of questions of law for which no one can seem to bring forth. Been a frustrating experience, at the very least.
This is involving a son that you had, right, with a lady prior to being married, is that correct?
This is correct.
And then you have been entered into the courts of Alaska with this issue, right?
Oh, yes.
And do you think you had a nice, fair treatment in the courts?
Absolutely not.
Did you, when you went in there, did they disclose to you that they have these private law agreements called cooperative agreements behind the scenes to make money? Did they disclose that to you?
No.
So, and you've seen these private law contracts where the child enforcement people have contracted with the Alaska court system, with the Department of Law and other entities for performance to get money, grant money. You've actually seen those, right?
That is very correct.
And you've got a copy there of this cooperative, this private law contract. So the judge, you actually thought when you went in there was... He didn't have any pecuniary or financial interest in this, but since you've seen this, these cooperative agreements, you now have conclusive proof otherwise. Is that correct?
Oh, most definitely.
Well, what do you see here on this cooperative agreement here? It says we have a copy of it here of the one out of Alaska, and this happens to be under Article 6, Section B there. Would you read just a little bit of that? And let me see what that what you think of that.
If I can find it real quick here. Alaska Court System responsibilities to calendar and hear interstate complaints. Oh, wrong one. It says here, other terms and conditions. Financial penalties or disallowances of federal financial participation. And it says, inadequate performance by the court under this agreement shall be passed on to the court an appropriate share on receipt of a federal notice of such finding.
Official notice of such finding. So what you just read there, inadequate performance by the court under this agreement shall be passed on to the court. And, of course, we followed up with that. And the judge's decision goes down to Region 10, the Social Security Director in Seattle, and they look over the judge's decision, and if they don't like the way he's ruling, they take money away from the child enforcement people, which takes money away from the Alaska court system. They didn't disclose that part to you?
Oh, no.
Well, it's absolutely astounding. I mean, you know, when the judge is bought and paid for, did they disclose that the Department of Law that's representing the child people also have an agreement for performance?
Nope. Nobody wants to touch that one.
This is just absolutely astounding, is the people today that are going into these courtrooms, this is better than the Star Chamber. We're going to break, and we'll be back in a minute, continuing on forward here, talking to Leon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Well, we're back from break, and we'll continue on here exposing the truth of things. It's just absolutely astounding, and it's criminal. They're stealing kids, putting kids into the system that do not need to be there, creating these deadbeat dads. Sure, there's a few of them that are, there's always in anything a few of them that aren't paying. But I'm working right now with a party in Florida, where in Florida they have 62 cooperative agreements from the Department of Revenue with the sheriffs, and they also have them with the court system in Florida. But of course, right now they're not wanting to cough these up because it's they don't want people actually having evidence of their private law that these judges and the whole system is all corrupt. It's all loaded. You bring the money, and the children are the pawns. And they actually have a fee too, $2,000 to $4,000 for adopting the children out. Now we used to call that bounty hunting, but I'm not sure what they call it today. We call it slavery. It'd probably be a real good thing. Anyway, Leon. You went into the courts here, and what did they label you as?
Well, the courts, in figurative, well, prior to the courts, I was labeled as a non-custodial parent. Upon entering the court, I am now a custodial parent, but I'm an obligor. But according to the state enforcement system, I am an obligor / non-custodial parent.
Now, what kind of custody arrangement do you have with your significant other here with your son?
We have a 50-50 legal and physical custody.
So you have a joint 50-50. So neither one could be labeled as having either one. So now they entered an order against you as an obligor, and they garnished money and put a lien against your property?
Yes, they did, and levies and attachments and all the other good stuff.
And you went to the Supreme Court of Alaska and came back, and what did you discover on this document?
That there was never an obligor listed for 2 years.
And they just moved forward, but it's no big deal, right?
Yes.
What does it really mean? What the obligor goes back to non-custodial, but they had a prior meeting that was a lot clearer that they changed back in the late 1990s. And what was that meaning?
It was an absent parent.
So, in reality, you're being labeled as an absent parent that has been changed to non-custodial, which now also labels you as an obligor.
This is correct.
And this is concerning Title 4D Social Security stuff that this other gal is taking, right?
Oh, yes.
Now, obviously, you haven't had any luck in the courts of Alaska, so what did you do then? Where did you go file then?
Well, then we took up on an injunction to the circuit court, or the district court for the state of Alaska, in front of Mr. Sedgwick.
That's in the federal side, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah. District court, yeah, United States District Court. And so what happened there?
He decided that he had, A, no jurisdiction, but B, issued an order anyways, with no jurisdiction.
Which is unconstitutional again.
So from there, we proceeded on into the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, and for which they decided that they did not want to touch the case and issued a no jurisdiction and affirmance of the district court's order.
That had no jurisdiction?
That had no jurisdiction.
Have we entered the land of Oz yet?
Well, we're somewhere in between. I'm not sure where.
We sure don't want to look behind and pull the curtain back. So we have an order issued by a judge that says, right in the order, he has no jurisdiction, affirmed by the Ninth Circuit, an order that has no jurisdiction.
Yeah.
Lovely. So, in other words, they're continuing forward with this whole process, and to date, you can't get any court to address the facts or to address the law.
Well, I definitely can't get any courts to address law, because per the attorney general who had intervened on my case at one point, there was no law. They had no law or precedent or application to attach me.
Well, we wouldn't want to enlighten the people if there's no law, would we?
Apparently not.
Now, these cooperative agreements here, this comes under the... state plan. Every state, by the way, has one of these. It's under 3.1A, and would you just list down some of the cooperative agreements that are sitting behind the scenes that are not public law? You can get your hands on some of these. It'll take a lot of work because nobody wants to fess up that they have them.
Well, here's what we have here. We have the court system, of course. This for the state of Alaska, this includes the small district court. It includes the Superior Court, the Appellate Court, and the Alaska Supreme Court. Then we have the Bureau of Vital Statistics, Department of Labor, Department of Law, the Administration for Family, and Department of Health and Human Services. For the state of Alaska, that would be the Office of Children's Services, OCS. We have the Division of Occupational Licensing.
So if you have any licensing issues, a company or anything, they can pull your occupational licensing.
Oh, by all means. We have the Department of Public Safety.
And, of course, in that, they can go after driver's licenses.
Yep. We have the Department of Revenue, of course.
In Alaska, we have permanent funds, so they can go after that or any other monies that you've got that they can lay their hands on. What else?
Well, just since we're on that subject, the Child Support Enforcement Division for the state of Alaska sits underneath the Department of Revenue. So that ought to tell you something there.
It's about money, isn't it?
We have the Social Security Administration and the Office of the Governor
for voter registration information.
And for the few other folks in the state, we have our guardian ad litem and our custody investigators that all sit in under these cooperative agreements.
So you walk into the courtroom, everybody's there being paid to make sure that they abide by hanging you, getting money out of your pocket, and shuffling your child around, and it's not about the child, it's just about getting money, and the child is the pawn.
This is very correct.
Unbelievable. And, of course, they don't disclose any of this.
Oh, no. And they don't want to talk about it.
And, of course, we you've gone after Eric Smith. He's the judge out here in Palmer, right?
He's the judge in Palmer.
Yeah, he is a really neat fellow. I've sat in on a few of the hearings. They've actually started to open up some of the adoption hearings and some of those because in Palmer they had so egregious they actually had a child put in a box. And he had an open sore with flies and larvae. One of the gals had been raped, and she has since tried to commit suicide. And, of course, they wouldn't allow her to go to the grandmother. And, of course, they get these two people into court. And then, of course, the child enforcement folks won't cough up any record. And, of course, the bum-fumbling prosecutor, well, I can't get no stuff, and I don't know, so we got to drop most of these charges. Now, they don't have the power of subpoena to make the child enforcement folks cough up the documents on this. It was unbelievable. I mean, that's just the front page of the. That's just one of many that's hit out here. It gets so egregious, and yet nothing happens. They're all in on it. And it's not about the children, it's about money. Sure, there's a few children that get abused, and they definitely something should be done. But what do you do if you have no access to court?
I have no idea what a person does anymore.
Have you talked to any senators or representatives or any folks, any people like that about this?
I have tried talking to my legislatures to no avail. I get plenty of, well, how dare they, and that's bad of them, and that is the extent of that conversation. I had a letter to our wonderful Senator Ted Stevens.
That's the United States Senator, right?
United States Senator, who was quick to affirm what the Child Support Agency was doing was correct because they had a valid order until it was found out that they had lied to him on record, that they had no valid order, for which he was quick to backtrack and say, I cannot touch this issue.
So he isn't going to help you either then?
Oh, no. He has no opinion about it.
What some of the other local state and representatives or senators you've
done? Oh, I've tried talking to my legislature out here, I tried talking to Vic Coering. I talked to him for over a year. Finally, he backed out of it as soon as he found out I was going to go to the federal courts. I have tried to talk to Mr. Mark Newman out here in the valley, who decided he didn't want nothing to do with it to begin with. And multiple emails to our governor to no avail. No one will respond back.
On this lien here, this lien that's put on, have you ever been invited to any court or can you ever see any court judgment or anything on that lien where it came from?
Nope.
So they just made it up because you don't want to pay money.
Well, I don't want to pay. I guess that's correct.
Yeah, money that actually isn't owed because you have exactly 100%. It's 50-50 in all respects, but somehow you got picked up because I guess what you're working and the other one isn't, right?
Well, that was the interesting part about it. And as quickly as I can get it to you, I shall. In the original order, the other half decided that she had subsequent children. These are other children that came after the fact, and she put it on record that she had said children, and that she could not afford to raise Nicholas, which is my son, our son, and therefore requested I be an obligor. And Mr. Eric Smith said, okay, we'll make Mr. Clugston an obligor. He is a productive individual in society. And that is how it started off of that.
You haven't been able to get rid of it since?
I haven't been able to get rid of it since. I have, however, accumulated, not once, but twice, a greater debt, thanks to Mr. Eric Smith, for retroactively establishing my support back 2 years prior.
We'll be back in a minute. We're going to break of more of the people in this child custody battle with no due process of law.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Okay, we're back from break again, and we're going to continue on here. What have they since threatened you with now, Leon, since we're not having any luck in the court systems?
Well, the latest threat, of course, was one that they've done for a while now, which was they were threatening to take my license, my driver's license, which the other day they finally did send me a notice on that they were suspending my driver's license.
Do you not need that for the type of work you do?
Well, yeah.
So without that, because you're in the construction business, right? You
yes.
need to travel and haul lumber and things like that?
Yes.
So they're trying to shut you down financially and make you submit.
Well, I have no choice at this point. For me to get my license back, I have to sign and agree by contract to their terms.
So that's a bill of attainder.
It is a bill of attainder.
Because there's no court system will touch this, and what is available here for the people that are on the Internet, which I presume most people are because they're listening to this, they're on the Internet, is these cooperative agreements are in the CFRs, and it's in 45 CFR 302.34. It states specifically the state plan shall provide that the state enter into cooperative agreements for the law, for the courts, the law enforcement officials, the Indian tribes, and tribal organizations. And that's a quote. Is that not unbelievable? We're supposed to have a, quote, separation of power. And we got the, quote, the law enforcement people that have no police power. We got the courts, of which we can prove conclusively are not public officers in Alaska. Indian tribes, tribal organizations, all of these people are all contracting behind the scenes to make money, and they don't disclose one little bit of this when you enter into that court. And, of course, continuing on down in 45 CFR 302.34, they shall provide, it's a mandatory, for assistance of Title 4D agency in carrying out the program. Well, Title 4D is Social Security. Social Security is outside the Constitution. It's only for citizens of the United States, but it says conclusively, and you can go ahead and read it, it's in Title 42, Section 405G, and then look at H, you have no right to go to any access to any court. Isn't that unbelievable? How did we get in a position that you've got a child that you don't have access to a court for a remedy?
I have no idea. But it's all summed up in two words. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled on it. Cooperative federalism.
So we're all in it together behind the scenes to make money with these private contracts, and nobody knows about them, and there are tons of these cooperative agreements sitting behind the scenes. You have to, one, be able to ask for them and know where to go find them. In Alaska here, we worked on that for quite some time to actually find the location down in Anchorage, the one party that has these.
Yep, one person.
One person in all of Alaska knows about this. Everybody else claims ignorance.
That seems to be the word so far.
And we don't even have all of them yet. They refuse to disclose all of them. Now, does this sound like a constitutional republic where we're in charge and we enter into a courtroom and the judge is bought and paid for, the Department of Law, Attorney AG is bought and paid for, CSED is bought and paid for, the guardian ad litem is bought and paid for, and you're in there trying to argue justice?
Yep, it's bought and paid for. There, to not backtrack too much real quick, though, anyway, we'll go back just a minute here, finish up where I was at before, on the... What Smith had done, part of what he had done, he did it twice. Judge Eric Smith, Palmer Superior Court.
Terrible man.
He established my report retroactive twice, back 2 years, not once, but twice, in violation of state and federal law. Nobody will touch it, though. They don't care. Too much money involved. They don't want to go there.
What is that part here that we were talking about here on the... cooperative agreement here about prosecuting civil and criminal here under 4C.
They shall calendar and hear civil and criminal complaints and proceedings relating thereto filed by Child Support Services Division.
So if you don't abide by this, they're going to prosecute you criminally for not paying a debt of which you can't even, according to the Social Security Act and according to courts, you can't even have it heard by one independent party.
Yep, a debt that is created by them.
Out of nowhere, because you have been paying more than your fair share in this particular situation, and you have a 50-50 custody, and yet they want you to pay money for the other party that has 50% custody.
Yes, they do.
And now we are, and like I say, I'm not saying that there aren't some dads out there, but we're having people painted with this, losing their jobs, having their occupation or their licenses pulled, and they have no access to a court.
Well, it gets even better. I have two friends that have 70, their children, by legal definition, by the court, 70% custody, yet they pay the other person child support. Even though they have the children 70% of the time, they are the obligor.
So they're paying the other party because that's probably the party that's making the most money.
Because they're making the money, and the other party, in both cases, is on disability.
Amazing. Well, we're going to break, and we'll be back again. If anybody's got any questions, I'm sure that Leon's not the only one in this situation in America.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Michelle, I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home?
Doing what? It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
We'll continue on here talking about child custody issues. And another CFR that is extremely enlightening is 45 CFR 303.107. And I'm going to read just a little bit of this. I mean, this, I don't know what the word is beyond unbelievable anymore. And this is, I'm reading this is straight out of the CFR. The state must ensure that all cooperative arrangements, A, contain a clear description of the specific duties, functions, and responsibilities of each party, two, or B, specify clear and definite standards of performance which meet federal requirements, C, specify that the parties will comply with Title 4D of the Act, implementing federal regulations and any other applicable federal regulations and requirements. Now, remembering, they are mandating that the court, which is supposed to be a separate branch of government, have absolutely a contract with the executive side, including not the least the Department of Law and the police, and with the child custody folks that are agents of the legislature, which are agents of Congress. Now, all of these people all have these private law contract agreements behind the scenes that they never disclose, and we have all these people being ensnared all across America. The same problem when you get involved with the divorce issue, child custody, child enforcement. They all have contracts behind the scenes, and people walk in there thinking they're going to tell the truth and there's going to be some justice. In the meantime, they're looking, they're fleecing everybody, trying to find out who has the most money. And, of course, if we got two parties involved, why, then let's keep the lawyers busy for a while so we'll generate a lot of paperwork and they make a lot of money. And everybody is in on the secret They already know the outcome. It's all a ruse. It's a nice show, and you're paying the bill. And in the process, the children are being put into a lot of these foster homes in Alaska for pedophilia, just unbelievably sexually abused. I mean, I've heard so many cases, it makes one puke. Can't believe it's going on in a moral society. They're feeding these sexually abusive foster things. These children are being abused. They're being beaten. They have all kinds of medical problems. And, of course, they want you to go to only one psychologist. And there's usually, when they take them out of the hospital, there's usually one doctor involved. We track that down. Isn't it amazing how there's just one doctor and there's just one person that you can go to see? And why would you have to go to see if you're mentally stable? Why can't you go see, get a private party, a second opinion? And they won't listen to it because they're in on it. It's all a load of dick. What do you think of that, David or Leon?
Well, I think it's about par. And as far as to reaffirm the private law part of it, I have yet to find anywhere in the state of Alaska, anyways, or in records, that this was ever brought to public knowledge to begin with.
So it's all being done behind the scenes by the Congress and the legislature, all to get money.
So far, yes, it seems that well. Very well.
Now, in this same cooperative agreement here, it says here that the child enforcement folks or a private party to establish or modify a support are supposed to use the guidelines of a rule of court, Civil Rule 90.3. What's that rule about?
Well, that rule is about non-custodial parents.
Absentee parents.
Absentee parents. A rule used as public law against the public, that's not a statute. It was the Supreme Court of Alaska was the one that made the rule.
So they promulgate the rule, and then when you disagree, you go back and they rule on their own rule.
They rule on their own rule.
I wonder if they told everybody, and I don't know about other states, but every rule of court in Alaska is a temporary and special act. It is private law. In Alaska, they actually have a book, a separate set of books, temporary and special acts, which are absolutely prohibited. They have private law, and the whole court is made up of rules of court that are all private law, and they don't even hide it. And what's more amazing is you bring this to the legislature, and it's, well, thanks for pointing it out, but we'll be sure and do something about it, and you never hear from them again.
Well, on top of that, our Constitution for the state of Alaska forbids temporary and special acts.
I know. I mean, that's what's so frustrating. When you can see all this going on, and you, like I say, you get involved in some of these stories that are just egregious. I'm involved with one here that they took the child right away from the person right in the court because they said she couldn't change the diaper, and nobody would testify to it, and they wouldn't even allow her to try to change the diaper. Well, of course she could change the diaper. I mean, it's just unbelievable what they do, and this was back to the one doctor that does all this, and now 4 years later, the little girl has been adopted out, and she was sexually abused. Somebody had pounded on her and messed up her hearing in one ear, but the state is, well, we're all innocent, and so we'll just move her to another foster home. Unbelievable. I mean, if the parent even done anything approaching this, they would be in jail. But these foster parents almost exclusively get a free card to walk. They just put them in another foster home.
Federal monies. Lots of federal monies.
Just bought and paid for. I went down to watch some of this in action on another party, and these party brought a video camera in because they had one hour with their child, and they wanted to take a video, and they made the decision they didn't want any more video or audio recordings because they found out that the people were using that against the child enforcement folks. And because they said they had constitutional rights, when they went to this hearing, which they ended up having their child taken away and adopted, That was one of the issues, because they objected to having some flunky say that you can't take a video when you're in this when you're meeting with your child. And another one was when they were in there, where the man in that particular one, the husband, didn't hold the child. The mother held the whole time, so he must be disinterested. He doesn't love the child. I mean, there's no way to win with these folks. I don't know. I'm telling you, it's a sick situation, and especially when you really start to understand. Of course, in this particular situation, you can't even mention the name of the child or anything, and I got thrown out of that meeting. I went out and talked to the parents to ascertain the validity of some of the things they were saying, and the child's name was never brought up, but I went in there and Judge Cerisi kicked me out. And nobody ever said that I'd ever actually, they just kicked me out. They don't want people seeing what's going on, and I'm telling you, when you go in those rooms and that stuff is going on, you the negative evil force of what's going on there, you just can't believe that adults would participate in something like this. Taking children, I mean, of course there are children that are being abused, but taking children away from parents for no reason. They just make it up. Just like this other party that's lost her daughter. She's down in Old Mexico now so that they can't get her son, and she's doing just fine with her son. I mean, she had to go out of the country to keep her child.
Well, it's a multi-billion-dollar industry, and it wouldn't surprise me if in the end we found it up in the trillion.
Well, I was looking here back several years ago, the state of Alaska, the Alaska court system, they don't pay it straight to the judge. Oh, we couldn't do that because that might be just a little too obvious. So we pay it to the Alaska court system, and back then it was about $450,000. So by now, several years later, it's probably pushing $600,000. We can say conclusively, let's just keep it conservative, $500,000 right now, last year, that the Alaska court system made by bartering your children as pawns. It's nothing about the child, almost nothing. It's strictly about the money, and they all are in it. What would our forefathers think if they found out, if they said, and you have the judicial contracted with the executive, they have contracts for performance, for money, and you're not doing anything about it, and they're not disclosing it?
Well, it's to give the best example that I could possibly give, United States Supreme Court itself has said nobody has a right to this. There is no enforceable individual rights to any of this. It's all created. The child doesn't even have a right to this money. He has no rights at all. The whole thing is created. Nobody has any rights to it. Even the person receiving it has no rights to it. But the states, oh, they have every right to pursue however they feel they shall desire.
And there's no way to hold them accountable.
No. As soon as you do, they either want implied immunity or absolute immunity.
I know we've been down to the child enforcement folks, and they're all behind bulletproof glass, and good luck on getting anybody to come out to explain anything. They won't show up.
They won't show up. To give you an example on mine, it was being handled out here in the Valley. As soon as I started court actions, they sent it to Anchorage, because out here in the Valley, it's a small office. You could actually see and talk to the people. So there was no longer I could see and talk to anybody. As soon as the case entered the federal court, they've swapped around. And now I never have the same person for anything, ever. Always somebody new. Somebody different. There's never two people, the same person is never involved. They keep them clueless to what they are doing, so they don't figure out that they are violating the law.
And, of course, we can't get them to disclose the law. That sounds like the IRS, doesn't it?
Well, there is no law, period.
Yeah,
I got the assistant attorney general in my case that somehow intruded upon my case admitting there was no law or application.
Why don't you read that quote that that you got there, what he actually said on
February 1st, 2006. This is from Assistant Attorney General, or I'm going to say alleged Assistant Attorney General, and the reason I say this is because the Bar Association wouldn't cough up any documents to prove he is who he says he is. Although child support does not know who the obligor should be, putting all this aside, there needs to be an obligor named with the support order. We got to have somebody. Somebody has to be an obligor.
Yep. And you have, now talk about discrimination, you have 100% equal to the woman, and yet you're the one that's in the deal. So now you'd be qualified as a deadbeat dad.
Now I qualify as a deadbeat dad, even though my son at this moment is at my house. He's with me every other week, for a solid week.
So you share 50-50, and it's legal, and you pay the bills on your side, and then they want you to pay the bills on the other side. That sounds like real justice.
Legal custody, what is that definition anyways?
Well, when you have legal custody of the child, you have the authority 50-50 with your wife to, for his welfare in the court. But, of course, where would we go to the court?
I don't know.
I don't know. This, this when you really start to understand this, and then when you back this up, like it goes right over to the voter registration. Well, what do you have to be? There's one common thread to this whole thing that makes this thing work. You go to the voter registration, or you can go to the birth certificate. The birth certificate goes back to the 1921 Unwed Mothers Act, where they said they could come in the house, but they suggested that they not come in the house. But I have tracked the birth certificates that they want in a hospital, the marriage certificates, every one of these little documents, everyone without exclusion, must have a Social Security number, at least one to make it work. And if you have that Social Security number, and of course if you have the voter registration, because they do everything to get your assent under the penalties of perjury, that the that you're a citizen of the United States, and that is a fictitious status in which Congress says you are a ward of Congress, we can do with you what we want. You're our slave, and we can do with you what we want. We can deny you, that's right in Title 42, 405H, we can deny you the right to all courts. That's Babcock versus United States, Tutin, T-U-T-U-N versus United States. And the Supreme Court has ruled over and over. If you take a benefit, you have no right to any court of law, and that's what Leon is experiencing. But what's so unbelievable is these people in that courtroom are not divulging that it's all a setup. They all have contracts for performance for money, and the judge is not making an independent decision because his decision is going down to the Social Security in Alaska, to Region 10 in Seattle, to have it approved or disapproved to make sure that the little judge, Eric Smith, is doing the right thing for money. And if they don't like what he's doing, they take money away from the child enforcement folks, which takes money away from the Alaska court system.
Well, it gets even better. Section 4. Actually, it's Part 4, Section I. Under the court cooperative agreements, it states very clearly, the child support guidelines will provide, there shall is mandatory, a rebuttable presumption that the amount of the award, which would result from the applications under the application of the guidelines, is the correct amount. There's an automatic presumption. You cannot rebut what they put is unfair. They have already one that they can beat you with. They have to. It's mandated.
Yeah, so you have no remedy is what the real short story is.
There is no remedy.
And what they quote, interestingly enough, in this cooperative agreement are all kinds of 45 CFRs. These are regulations of an agency that's mandating performance, quote, on the state agencies for money.
Yep.
And they've got just one. I mean, there's all kinds of the agencies. These things are really enlightening. I think when I get through with the show here today, I'm going to post that to all my lists, and people, you can see it. I mean, it's right there. I don't know what to say. How can you have any justice if everybody's contracted for money, and you're it? And in Leon's case, well, he's the man that's working, so he's a deadbeat dead. But nobody's got jurisdiction to hear the case. What does one do? The legislatures turn a deaf ear. I've talked to them about this, a lot of them myself personally. They don't want to hear it.
They don't want to hear it. They don't want to talk to you. But the better part is if you want to make a living, if you want to support yourself.
We're going to go to break here. Let me interrupt you, Leon, and we'll be back after the break.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
We're back from break again, and I'm talking to Leon Buxton that is trying to deal with his son with a child custody issue, one of many, which is going on in Alaska. I mean, it's just ad nauseum, and they're going on all over. And all these people are going into these courts not knowing that they all these agreements are behind, they're all behind the scenes. Everybody's all contracted up. There is no separation of power. It's an illusion. We went after Eric Smith. He has no, he's never been, he has no civil commission. He's never been appointed to do a darn thing. He can't get 41 little words right. He doesn't have an office with powers and duties, and he has no oath of office as a public officer, which is 41 little words. He has nothing. He is just like the praetor out of Rome. He's not there for the people. He's there to enforce what Congress is doing to the wards of the state, being us, because we have unwittingly surrendered our birthright. And this is just one of the nice benefits of having Congress in charge. And we got two of the most corrupt up there. Ted Stevens is right up there with Kennedy and Clinton and those. I mean, what an unscrupulous, immoral bunch of people. And, of course, when you give the facts to him, then Stevens, he hotfoots it away, and he's not going to touch it, boy. Not going to get his little stamp signature on this. Anything else you want to say here in the last little bit, Leon, before we go?
Well, the only thing I got left to say, the most part, is I have been denied by the state, intentionally, maliciously, and vindictively, they have denied me due process of law. For there is no law or application in my situation.
What do you do?
Keep on pursuing them. And
right.
And every time I step out of a court, every time one court refuses it, state responds back and either liens, levies, or takes something else from me.
So they're going to beat you into compliance. They're going to cause problems in your marriage with all this money gets you to where you can't work. Then they're going to take a driver's license, which they're threatening now. Then the next thing they're going to do is catch you in your, quote, motor vehicle, and then you're going to have a criminal charge.
Yep.
And then your family will go down, and you'll lose your house, and they'll be happy little campers, won't they?
Oh, they'll be very happy little campers.
And you've never had a day in court?
Not a day in court.
Everybody's bought and paid for. Is this America or what? And it's been going on for a long time. Maybe you'll see your picture on one of these deadbeat dad things they've been doing out here, huh?
Yeah, a pizza box. That'd be perfect.
Yeah, wouldn't that be helpful, huh?
I might even fit the criteria. I don't know.
Well, it's astounding that the situation that we find ourselves into, and we allow these people in these courts and these usurpers, and actually, reality, they quite nicely, they're all domestic terrorists. And when two or more of them conspire to enforce, to wage wars on the laws of the United States, and they proceed forward under force, that's called treason. In reality, they're committing acts of treason and they're domestic terrorists. And where do we find the highest concentration of these people? Courthouses? Not in jails. We find them in the child enforcement folks. We find them in attorney's offices. We think the police are one of the highest levels of this. Domestic terrorists. And they qualify according to the definition put out by Congress. And when two or more of them come after and you give them the law, that makes them guilty of treason. Allegedly treason, anyway. I'm at a loss of words. Just can't believe this could be going on in our country. And you just see one injustice after another. And then when some of these people finally lose and go shoot somebody, everybody's sitting there mystified about why they did what they did. When how many times when you take your children away or destroy the families, what do you end up doing? Well, that's it for today, and we will see you Friday.